Yeah. TheRealYoungin.com. DJ Nick. Let me tell you a little story about a couple kids who don't know any better. Here's a little story about somebody you know, stuck in the hood thinking that nobody can grow, not knowing everybody has the potential to be anything that they wanted to be and more. She dropped out of school, then she started to roll, and if you're not from the city, that means she started to hold, sucking and fucking every Tony, Dick, and Joe, just to eat a couple meals and line her pockets with dough. She got a bun in the oven and tried to keep it on the low. She stayed with her moms, even she didn't know, until a couple of months, then she started to show. Now she at the hospital, then she ready to blow, having unprotected sex like the shit was cool. Now the doctor coming at her with some terrible news. The baby got AIDS and she does too. Now she sad, wondering what she gon' do. Damn. And the story goes. And the story goes on and on and on and on. And the story goes. On and on and on. Here's another story about somebody you know, stuck in the hood thinking that nobody can grow, not knowing everybody has the potential to be anything that they wanted to be and more. He dropped out of school cause he wanted the dough. Now the homie on the block slinging coke and dope. Now he's fresh to death with a couple of hoes, got himself a little whip and a big bank roll. Now we all know the ending to the story too well. There's only two places to end up, either dead or in jail. Skinny little dude, young and body was frail, so the Glock that he had, it was tightly held. But niggas been plotting and watching his moves. Peep daddy be alone while his fam in school. Kicked down the door, told the younger don't move. Now his brain fragments in the family room. Damn. And the story goes. Yeah, and the story goes on and on and on and on. And the story goes on and on and on. One more little story about somebody you know, stuck in the hood thinking that nobody can grow, not knowing everybody has the potential to be anything that they wanted to be and more. Poor little kid getting bullied in school, cause he walk around the building with a hole in his shoe. He could try to tell the teacher what are they gonna do, but suspend the bully, he'll be back in a few. School was bad, but at home was worse. His parents always arguing and making it hurt. Everybody round the way joning on his shirt. It's a hand-me-down, but they know who had it first. He stayed to himself, never bothered a soul, but deep down inside he was ready to go. So he decided to grab his little sis jump rope, tied it to the shower pole, put his neck in the hole. Story goes on and on and on and on. And the story goes on and on and on and on and on. Just hold your head up. This is Young and Michelle, in case you ain't know.